following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At the Van Heusen sale at JCPenney, it's easy to up your style quotient with a brand like Van Heusen. Dress shirts are an incredible $19.99. No iron sports shirts, $19.99. And cotton-rich polos, $21.99. Head to the men's store inside JCPenney or visit jcp.com/Van Heusen. Plus, JCPenney and Van Heusen have teamed up to give you the power to vote. Visit jcp.com/fanschoice to vote for who you want to see in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends October 30th.
Hi, my name is Todd. I own and operate a local BP station. My favorite part of the job is seeing our customers every day. Over the years, my employees and I have gotten to know many of them on a first-name basis, and we truly believe they're some of the friendliest people we have ever met. Our number one goal is to provide you with quality gasoline and the best service possible. We appreciate your business over the years, and would like to thank you again for your support. Thank you.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. For the next hour, we're talking local, state, and national sports, and we welcome all of those fans, participants, to the State High School Volleyball Tournament going on in Hastings and in Grand Island today. We're going to touch on that in just a little bit. Plus, we got in the volleyball mood last night, the Kearney Catholic Pep Rally. It came to fruition. Daddy stepping up to the challenge. And we'll talk about that in just a second and let you know how things went last night. Yeah. But again, we'll talk about that in a moment. Coming up on the show today, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We're going into that final bye week. Looking at a lot of the sites, they're talking about get your team set for the rest of the year, not for just this week. Get them set for the rest of the year because there's only about 3 weeks left and then it's into the playoffs and there's not going to be a whole lot of jostling from here on out because you're not going to be dropping and adding guys off bye weeks. You're going to have pretty much, unless you get Chad Henney or you know, somebody gets really hurt that's really important, there's not going to be anybody out there to pick up.
Pennington maybe out there.
Wow.
All of a sudden started.
Get it done today. And if you've got questions for Joe, email them to us at the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and for you Class A folks. Doug and Daddy, that's A-N-D, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe joins us in the final segment of the program today. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Get your vehicle ready for winter by seeing the gang at the Dent Popper. Also, Connie Yori, head women's basketball coach. We're going to get a little basketball on the show because it is time. We always pimp every other sport when it's time. It's just that this is in transition time. We talked a little UNK basketball the last couple of weeks. Hastings basketball, talked with Coach Dittman a couple of weeks ago because they've been well into their season. Connie Yori, head women's basketball coach at Nebraska, joins us here in a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show.
National Coach of the Year.
Yeah, she is like six-time National Coach of the Year last year. Tomorrow, Drake Baronica of the Huskers is going to join us. We talk a lot more about volleyball tomorrow, of course, as well. Daddy's selections, he's been red hot. He's 12-3 over the last 2 weeks at his college and pro picks, plus our pigskin pick'em. So that's all coming up on the program today. And your chance to win front row tickets to the Ron White concert at the Viero Events Center, where they're bringing in big-time talent. Miranda Lambert was here a couple of weeks ago. She cleans up last night at the CMA, winning about every award that she could. And so she is the new hot thing. And now Ron White, front row tickets. All you have to do is send us an email on something stupid that you could fix in sports. Doesn't matter if it's high school, if it's collegiate, if it's professional. We've had a bunch of the last couple of days already. We've got more we're going to get to. Put stupid in the line what's the line I'm looking for here? Subject line. And then tell us what you would like to fix, and we will give you front row seats. Someone will win front row seats to the Ron White concert next Friday, November the 19th. Shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Let's just give you a little something here to get it started. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine.
From Jeff, the former framer, something I think was truly stupid was changing the NCAA classifications from Division I and Division I AA to FBS and FCS. All that has done is confuse people, and most people use the old classifications when talking about it anyway. Change it back, for God's sakes. Jeff, you're correct. You are solidly correct. Russ, in Shickley, how about baseball managers and coaches wearing uniforms? No other sport in the world has their coaches dressed like the players. Wouldn't you have loved to have seen former Utah Jazz coach Frank Layden in basketball shorts? What about Andy Reid sporting that number 12 Eagles jersey with shoulder pads? How big would he look then? Do these guys not realize how stupid they actually look? How about a nice team polo that actually fits? They aren't playing, so it's not like they need a number to be identified. I do realize the actual Royals dressed the part this year and didn't do much playing either, so maybe that debunks my reasoning. Rush and Shickley, another good one. All of those going in for the Ron White ticket drawing. Keep sending them in, folks.
I mean,
everybody else, the trainers, all the staff.
Absolutely. I just hadn't spent a lot of time thinking about that. It kind of came out of nowhere today, but excellent idea.
It is tradition. It is tradition, Danny, so there you go. And speaking of the Royals, they traded away David DeJesus yesterday when nobody was paying attention. Quick thought?
Well, he's one of the best players on the team. That's a quick thought that stands out. It's like,
he's too good. Let's get some minor league guys.
I mean, what's wrong with Betancourt? I trailed him away.
But, hey, we talked with Bob Davis earlier in the week, not necessarily during our interview, but before we went on air with Bob about the Royals, and he's on, company line, all these great guys coming up. But you can't fill your team with rookies either, Tony. You got to have a little leadership. I would have thought the Royals would have learned that by now. You can't just have all rookies on your team.
But Bob was very, he didn't make any bones about it.
Company line. That's it. Company line. That's all I'm going with there. What's Bob going to say? I don't know, guys. I'm a little worried myself. I mean, Bob, I would be company line too. Why wouldn't you be? So there you go. Thursday night football. Again, I got to bring this up. Here's something stupid, NFL. How many teams were on bye last week? Six. There were six teams in the National Football League on a bye last week.
So logic would tell you that one of those six teams, okay, they got their bye week. Why don't you play on 15 to 16 days?
No. Did Baltimore and Atlanta have a bye week last week? No, they did not. So let's pick those two teams to play the first Thursday night game of the year outside of the opening night, which is fine. Because then we get into, the NFL Network, they're killing themselves here. Horrible idea. Stupid. I mean, you've got for the folks that are retired and sit around and don't have anything else to do, yeah, a Thursday night program is great. I mean, it's better than the college game that's already on television. Really, NFL, how many people are making way too much money and don't know how to tie their own tie, couldn't come up with the idea that let's take two of the six teams that were on bye last week and play them on Thursday instead of penalize two of the best teams in the NFL off 4 days, basically 3 days of rest, and turn around and play them here, especially send one of them on the road, doesn't matter who it is, but tonight it's Baltimore. Baltimore and Atlanta. You talk about stupid. NFL. Stupid. Six teams. Not four like you've had most of the bye weeks. Six. You could have had three games tonight, you greedy.
Add that to your list of your other gripe about the NFL on Sunday. Once again, why would you play three late games? Why would you start 10 games at noon? I would think that every economy involved in that deal would profit more by having that game at 3 in the afternoon than they would by having it at noon.
I agree. Well, obviously, that was something we brought up the last few years here. Just incredible. Bob in Grand Island says, I'd like to fix Daddy.
Thanks, Bob.
As far as stupidity goes. All right, let's get it over with. Let's get it over with. Last night, because Connie Yori is going to join us in our next segment, and then Joe DeMeo in the last segment of the Doug and Daddy Show today. Before we do that, I want to alert everybody that's coming in for state volleyball. What's going on? It gets underway today at 12:30 at all six sites. So maybe you got to kind of set into one site and watch all of the volleyball that is going on today, because it's a lot harder to get from place to place, and there's not six start times like there has been in the past now that we went to the 3 days here the last couple of years. But Class A, here's your breakdown. It is at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Top seed and the fourth-ranked team in the country, Papillion La Vista South, takes on Omaha Burke at 12:30. Then it's Lincoln Southwest against Papillion La Vista at 2:30. Grand Island takes on Millard North at 5:30, and Bellevue East takes on Omaha Marion at 7:30. Class B plays their opening round matches today at Grand Island Senior High at 12:30. Omaha Groves against Gretna at 2:30. Seward, 33-1. Their only loss in the conference finals to Northwest. They'll take on Lincoln Pius the 10th. At 5:30, top seed Elkhorn takes on Gehring, who at 23-6 is the 8th seed. Yikes. Class B pretty wide open. And then Grand Island Northwest, 32-3, takes on 30-2 Bennington at 7:30. That match on Classic Hits 98.9. C1 playing at Hastings College today. The perennial powers Ogallala and Columbus Scotus will battle at 12:30. Then at 2:30, the top seed Grand Island Central Catholic plays Concordia. That's in Omaha, and we'll have that for you on Classic Hits 98.9, as well as the Kearney Catholic Wisner-Pilger matchup at 5:30. And finally in C1 tonight at 7:30, Sandy Creek and Syracuse, a rematch of their district final. That's on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
What's Wisner-Pilger's record?
30-4.
And they're the sixth seed. Mm-hmm. What's the seventh and eighth seeds records in that? Do you have that?
Syracuse is 29-4. Concordia is 22-8.
Okay, the eighth seed fits. I think a lot of times when you look at brackets like that, the seventh and the eighth seed, somebody sneaks in, you know, gets by, but they got a handful of losses. We 33-4. That's a pretty powerful sixth seed, isn't it?
Class C2 being played at Hastings High today, the 12:30 matchup. Thayer Central against Bridgeport at 2:30. Hardington Cedar Catholic against Atkinson West Holt at 5:30. Lutheran High Northeast takes on Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. And at 7:30, Southwest, which is Indianola, Republican Valley, Bartley, that whole area, taking on Shelby Rising City. Shelby Rising City, these seniors were 0-for as freshmen. And now they're at state, so congratulations to them. And in D1, at Grand Island Northwest at 12:30, the only team in the tournament with a losing record is Sutherland, and they will be playing against Exeter Milligan at 12:30. Then Axtell takes on West Point Central Catholic at 2:30. We'll have that right here on ESPN Radio. At 5:30, Cedar Valley, that is Greeley Wallback, who won state last year. Now Cedar Rapids is in with them, so they had to change the name again. They won state in D2 last year. They play Windside at 5:30. Howells takes on CWC at 7:30. Who is that, Tony? I got a double. Oh, that's Chambers Wheeler Central at 7:30. Yeah, I knew that confused look. Did you get that text this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
That came through for the good guys.
I figured maybe you had the information there. And in D2 at Grand Island Central Catholic, 12:30, Wallace plays Dodge. 2:30, Lawrence Nelson against Stewart. 5:30, Ansley, who's the fourth seed at 32-0 and ranked number one in the state, plays Hay Springs. And at 7:30, the top seed Sterling will take on Mullen. All of the semifinals for C2, D1, and D2 are at Grand Island Senior High tomorrow. AB and C1 will be at the Heartland Events Center tomorrow. And the championships, of course, all at the Heartland Events Center on Saturday. Keep it here for the latest coverage and the latest score updates. But last night, Tony Davis, the Big Daddy, the co-host of this show. What's it been, 3 weeks now, 2.5 weeks ago, that Nebraska played Texas, lost to Texas, their only volleyball loss of the season in the conference, hit their worst of the year, and served horribly. And Daddy went on a rant saying, how hard is it to get a serve in? And then said he could serve 50 in a row in bounds and had not picked up a volleyball in 10 years. And actually, Daddy, it's probably been back to your high school days that you actually served
time.
A volleyball.
Yeah,
maybe
a
college.
Time.
Maybe in a mud pit in a river with a net in the middle.
Perhaps.
With some aiming oil.
With my shirt off. Envision that, people.
Oh, no. Well, last night, this all kind of took off, caught fire, and Kearney Catholic invited Daddy and I to try this out at their pep rally last night. The bet, make 50 in a row. We've had people that said they're going to donate to charities, and now it's up to Daddy, if he wins, to collect that money, or if he loses, to donate that money. Daddy and I had lunch on it. And then yesterday on the show, I said, I don't think he's got any chance. The over and under I had, not 50, 15 and a half. Now, we did say that he could serve underhand. We did realize last night there's no way you would have got to 50 overhand powerful serving.
Absolutely not.
But underhand
serving. I never once.
No, you never said you would. But we did say, he said, if you can't get it in, serve an underhand. I can do it 50 in a row. Well, last night, pretty good crowd on hand, including your mom.
It was nice.
To watch.
Support.
Was it a debacle?
Wife, mom, everybody was there.
Was it a debacle or was it a triumphant moment? Merritt, if you would. This is how it all started. Nebraska did not serve the ball well last night against Texas.
Yeah, I'll come to your school and hit 50 of them in a row in.
Serve 50 straight volleyballs inbounds regulation court.
It's a 40 by 40 square.
I have heard from Kearney Catholic coach Chris Conn. We're coming to Kearney Catholic next week, and we're doing this.
Tonight is the night. Will Daddy be able to win the volleyball challenge, or will Doug once again get another lunch from the big guy? And welcome to Cope Gymnasium, folks. I'm Merritt Lawson, and I'm bringing you live coverage of Daddy's volleyball challenge. I believe right now Doug is trying to psych up the big guy before he goes out for the challenge. Let's listen in.
Probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Daddy is about to take the floor, so let's send it to our public address announcer.
Receiving a thunderous ovation as he emerged from the tunnel. Went on the floor. And erupted.
Thanks, Mark. It looks like the big guy is about to start serving, so let's listen in to some crowd reaction as we start counting them up. Yeah, we can't possibly hit 50, right?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's impossible!
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
I don't believe what I just saw!
30 is a magical number.
He might do this.
That's amazing.
So I guess we start counting down. Honestly, folks, I wasn't prepared for this.
He scores! The man with a golden gun, back at 50!
And Big Daddy has done it. Daddy, how do you feel?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody in my hood. Thank the Worldwide Warriors, Rock Fowl, my wife, Tim Shep, my family, my kids, everybody. I definitely want to thank my doctor, Dr. Sandy, my psychiatrist. She really helped me relax a lot. Thank you so much. It's so difficult to play. All this, there's so much commotion going on in the playoffs, and she helped me relax. I thank you so much.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to Disney World.
Were you surprised that you were able to do this?
Well, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine.
Well, enjoy the win, Big Daddy. Well, that about wraps it up here at Cope Gymnasium. We thank Kearney Catholic for all they did for the Big Daddy at this volleyball competition. Well, let's send it back to the studio.
This will be the perfect moment to do a recap!
Oh, and Doug?
If you refuse to pay our athletes,
we'll come find you
and squeeze it out of you like a tube of toothpaste.
Moose, Rocco! Help the judge find his wallet! Ladies and gentlemen, an upset that goes with the United States and Russia. David and Goliath. Big Daddy did complete the challenge last night and did serve all 50 inbounds. And I'm going to tell you, folks, actually, Kearney Catholic, they sent the Roughnecks over there like Oklahoma did last year to the Nebraska volleyball team. You had a couple of scary dudes over there trying to make noise. They were right next to you. Then the volleyball team came over. Then some of the student body came over. At one time, you probably had about 30 people standing right around you. You're a big fella. You didn't have a lot of space, but you were able to get the volleyball in 50 consecutive times. And really, afterwards, everybody kind of that witnessed and talked about it said there was really only three that were only even close. Now, you clipped the net once.
Yes.
But it wasn't one of those that where it hit the net and then fell over. It hit the top of the net. It was on the way down. And then they had a couple of the kids over there picking them up. One of them was close to being on the line. They picked it up.
I think Cassie Donlinger actually might have.
Probably saved your butt.
Was close.
And then about the fourth or fifth one you served, you did miss hit, which was what we all expected. And it lit right on the line. You were serving from right to left, and it landed on that left line. So, ladies and gentlemen, let the accolades begin for one of the greatest athletic feats. I'm just glad that everyone from your mom to your little, what's been, two?
Yeah, right there.
Two.
Just celebrated his second birthday.
You know, they all had a chance to actually witness some of your greatness because it had been a number of years.
Yeah.
So all I can say.
You made mention that when my mom wanted to see me succeed because it's been so long, which was so true.
Exactly. And it was nice to see you. And wow. Yeah. Folks, emails, calls, 888-455-ESPN. It's one of the shocking, most shocking things I've ever seen. 888-455-3776. When he got to 20, 25, then you got tired, so we figured that was going to be part of the deal.
Fatigue would enter in.
And somehow, wearing his Dallas Cowboys slippers, UNK Loper shorts, you were able to get the job done. And all I can say is, not only am I shocked, but congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I made mention before, you know, people said, did you practice? And I said before the deal started, I told our friend Steve, I said, Steve, if Evel Knievel would have jumped the Grand Canyon six or eight times before he did it, then it wouldn't have been that great of a trick. So you just had to go out there and do it. And so we just started off serving, and once the first one got in, I thought, all right, now, you know, then I got to five, which was a big concern because, and with the fourth one about going out, once I got to five and six, seven, I started to calm down then. Pow, pow, pow.
888-455-ESPN. We go to the phone lines.
Our good friend Stu Possible on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Stu, on his way to state volleyball, the prep sports editor from the Omaha World Herald. Stu, are we talking all-state kickers or are we talking volleyball athleticism?
we're talking volleyball. I'm not sure how much athleticism was involved, but, God, kudos to Big Daddy. You know, I thought the only thing he'd ever done 50 in a row was adult beverages. Trips through the buffet line.
I mean, Stu, I swear I had visions of some of those kids at state cross country whose legs give out 30 yards from the finish line. I thought that was what we were going to see here as Daddy tried to crawl to the finish line but was going to have to be helped across. And not only did he just kind of made it, I mean, 47 of them were no doubters. And it's just, you know, something that really needed to be seen, and I'm pretty sure that any video accounts have already been burned.
But what, you know, he's had some practice because he's been underhanded, right? So think of the motion of hitting the ball with the right hand. How many curls has he done in his lifetime?
I'll tell you what, he is a big curler guy, does a lot. I mean, he does the P180X, and you know, which is twice as much as P90X. And just not as heavy as the weights. Stu, I wish you could have been there.
I wish I could have, too. I kind of thought about it and said, nah.
I mean, who would have come for something that lasted 47 seconds when he hits the second one into the net? And then, I mean, it was like all the people that were, you know, stuck around for the Colorado-Kansas game. Hell, there's going to be 150,000 people that were there at the end of that game when there was only like 5,000 left in the stands. I mean, that's exactly what it looked like last night. And the crowd, heads on sticks. We want to thank Harold for taking care of that for us last night. I'm pretty sure it'll be a PTI and a Sports Illustrated Faces in the Crowd segment.
Hey, I'll have to send that nomination in.
Hey, where are you headed?
I am going to be at Hastings College you know, stop and think about that first match down there. I'm trying to rack my brain. Have Steve Morgan and John Peterson coached against each other in maybe 20 years?
Well, that's kind of the matchup that's being overlooked here. I mean, that's a heck of a matchup. A lot of people are looking for a Central Catholic SCOTUS rematch. Ogallala's not going to fade or give way to anybody.
By the way, John Peterson, for fans out there, 781 wins. Steve Morgan from Ogallala, 760.
And then Sharon right
they
after
both
him.
Trail Sharon, yeah.
Yeah, they both trail Sharon at 818. And then throw in Wilsner Pilger's coach was 617, so that's not too shabby either.
Stuart, we'll see you at Hastings College, okay, buddy?
Hey, sounds good. You guys have a good day.
All right, thanks, Steve. Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. You know, Daddy feels like a winner. We should all feel like a winner. And this Sunday at the Garage in Kearney, they don't stop after six nights a week. They go the full seven. Appearing this Sunday night, the Reverend Horton Heat, Split Lip Rayfield, and the legendary Shack Shakers. And is there a rumor you'll be there early to sign autographs?
There is a rumor that I could play air guitar on the stage Sunday night.
This is your opportunity to see three of the top name groups that are traveling the Midwest this year, and we've got a pair of tickets to give away to the Reverend Horton Heat, Split Lip Rayfield, and the legendary Shack Shakers getting underway this Sunday night at the Garage, where they always have a great time. As we go to break, the phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It is volleyball going on, the state tournament going on here the next couple of days. And to make you feel like a winner, I'm not going to give you a high school question. I'm going to give you a college question. Should I give him a college question or a high school question?
I think high school. It's kind of high school's day.
Give it a high school question? All right. I'll give him a high school question. That's too easy. All right. Well, I'm changing it up here a little bit. This is kind of a tough one. I'm trying to think of one here that would be very good. All right, here we go. We mentioned it. I'm going to go to D2. Ansley and Wallace are both unbeaten in Class D2, but neither one is the number one seed. What school is the number one seed in the D2 state tournament bracket? First correct answer gets the tickets. Connie Yori joins us next.
If your partials or bridges are painful, worse yet, you're ashamed to smile, then we need to talk. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MetalArc Dental Associates. Implant dentistry can change years of painful eating experiences as well as embarrassment. Proven procedures performed with the newest sedation dentistry allow the entire experience to be comfortable and relaxing. Sedation dentistry is good news. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Visit us at MetalArc Dental Associates and confidently bite into your favorite foods.
To find out more about Dr. Michael Bryson's implant and sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com, MeadowlarkDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a pain-free, brighter smile tomorrow.
A trip to the state high school football championships at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln is just a win away for area teams, and you've got it covered right here on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperStation.com. Class D action coming your way on Monday as the Overton Eagles travel to Creighton on Classic Hits 98.9 and Giltner takes on Howells on the Breeze 94.5. Then Tuesday, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on North Platte St. Pat's on 1230 KHAS. It's the state semifinals Monday and Tuesday.
You can't fix stupid.
Doug and Daddy give you a chance to sit in the front row to see Mr. You Can't Fix Stupid himself, comedian Ron White at the VRO Events Center November 19th. Just shoot an email anytime to DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperStation.com. Put the word stupid in the subject line and vent about something stupid you'd like to fix.
We had those Vikings by the horns.
They'll select some finalists from the best entries, and the drawing for the winning pair comes the day before the show. Listen for Doug and Daddy, 11 o'clock weekdays on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Cloudy across the area today with a possibility for some showers later today as well. With a high around 53, winds will shift to the east at 5 to 15. We'll then see showers tonight mixing with snow late with a low at 31. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Email your questions in for Joe DeMaio and Fantasy Football Today, fantasyplayersedge.com. Joe joins us. Of course, your questions, email them to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You just heard about our Ron White ticket giveaway. Lisa in Hastings says the Big 12 is losing two teams this coming season, right? Well, how about fixing stupid? TCU is having to fight every year to get into the BCS picture because they don't belong to a conference with an automatic bid, right? Then why doesn't the Big 12 just invite TCU and then maybe SMU, since they don't totally suck anymore, to join them? Does that just make too much sense or what? Lisa in Hastings.
Well, probably a pretty excellent point, although you would shift everything more to the south than's already shifted to the south. I think if you add a TCU, you've got to find a north team to add as well, probably.
Well, the problem is the Big 12 doesn't see what those teams bring to the table except just adding two more teams to the conference.
Right.
It's all television market, and it's all splitting the money up. You know, instead of 10 ways, it'd be 12 ways.
And if you're looking at the academic side of things, you look at TCU, they probably can't read and write, and that's just not a good deal. From that standpoint,
this comes from Lauren. Not to be mean, but two words: Niles Paul. Thanks, Lauren. let's stay on the can't fix stupid here. This comes from a Postal Chuck. If the BCS, beyond common sense, number one and number two get to play for all the marbles, why not number three play number four, five play six, et cetera, et cetera? I realize it's all about the money, but to hell with the money in the battle of different conferences. Line them up head-to-head and see how accurate the BCS really is. And by the way, Postal Chuck says, way to go, Daddy. I knew you could do it. I guess this puts you back to world-class athlete status.
Thanks, Postal Chuck. Hey, I've got one here from our friend Riz. He says, what's stupid is Luther Vandross not singing One Shining Moment.
Hello! Hello!
Very nice, Riz. Very nice. Very true.
It must have been Mom there to cheer you on. Congrats. Who do we make the checkout to? Lorna still says, go, Daddy. From your relatives that are donating to your foundation.
Sorry, John. Didn't mean to hurt the checkbook. It's just the way it worked out.
Let's go. It's for the kids, Daddy.
That is for the kids.
Tony, so much going on in the world of football and volleyball. Basketball also getting underway, not only for the Lopers and for the Broncos, which has been going for a week, but the Huskers play their first games of the season. And it could be a big day Saturday if you want to check out all kinds of sports. The Nebraska women will open their season with Vermont, and we welcome in, I don't know, what is it, 5, 10, 20-time National Coach of the Year? I lost count.
Yeah, I think so. But she joins us once again on the Doug and Daddy Show, Connie Ory. Connie, thanks so much for the time today. Congratulations on all the awards you were able to pick up at the end of last year and on a wonderful, wonderful season.
Well, first of all, thanks. And, you know, I had a great group to work with last year and a very veteran team. And so it was an exciting year for us. But, you know, we hope we can, you know, get some young players in our program developed at the same rate and keep this thing going. Now, you know, obviously we're a lot different this year than we were a year ago. We were very veteran-oriented, and we lost six seniors out of our program, and five of them played. Five of them were in our top eight, so we don't have a lot of returning players. But, you know, we hope that we'll get better as the season goes on.
Coach, before we break down the upcoming team in the season, I'm just curious, were you able to enjoy the summer, and what was different about this summer than maybe all the other ones past after coaching a Nebraska basketball team?
Well, not a lot different. I mean, coaching, there's a certain cycle and a rhythm to what we do, and you know, once you finish your season up, you know, you kind of go right into more heavy part of recruiting, and May is always the lightest month for us as basketball coaches, and you know, it's a chance to for our staff to take a vacation in May, but you know, you can work a little bit more normal 40-hour weeks in May, and then you get back into June and you start back into camps, and then we have a month of recruiting in July, and you know, just cycles right back through. So there wasn't a lot of difference. You know, it's nice. It was nice to have the season we did, but we know that we have a lot of work to continue to make this program a consistent top 25 program.
What were some of the things that last season maybe gave you or the program more of an opportunity to do in the off season and getting ready for this year, whether it was be it coaching at clinics or recruiting? What maybe changed, if anything?
Well, I definitely had more speaking opportunities, and, you know, normally I would say that, you know, I've got about a speaking engagement maybe on average about once a week during the off season, and this year, you know, I had probably a lot. I just had a lot more opportunities to do that. Now, if there, I couldn't do them all because you do have to have a little bit of a life outside with your personal life, and so it's impossible to always accept all those invitations. But you know, so probably more than anything, I had to turn down some invitations to speak.
Obviously, Kelsey Griffin graduated and moved on with her career in the WNBA. You've got a new prospect in Jordan Hooper, who everybody thinks is going to be the next big star for this team. Compare her to where their games were. Take us back to when Kelsey was a freshman, where Jordan is right now, would you?
First of all, I think it's really easy to compare because you look at them, and just physically, they both kind of had the same body build. And, you know, they're both about 6'2". I think Jordan's actually a little bit taller than Kelsey, and they're both very athletic. They can run and they move very well, and you know, so there's it's natural to compare them. They play the same position, and so it's natural to make that comparison. I think there are, you know, but it goes beyond that. I think both of them have a good mental toughness about them. They're both very, very coachable. They, you know, Kelsey was able to pick things up quickly, and we've seen from Jordan that she's been able to do that too, and. So, you know, everybody's at a little bit different level from that standpoint. You know, we didn't necessarily know how quickly Jordan would pick things up for us. And, you know, she's picked it up pretty quickly. And she's, you know, she's probably going to be a starter for us all year, would be my guess, if, you know, she continues to grow and proceed forward. But just from a skill standpoint, you know, Jordan is a better shooter than Kelsey was at the same stage. And you know, really can really spread the defense out because she shoots it so well from the perimeter. I think the one thing Kelsey has on Jordan at the same juncture was that Kelsey had a little bit more of an inside game, and she was a little more physical scoring around the basket. But I think Jordan will learn that and will become a little bit more that way. But I would say there's a lot of similarities in all facets at the same age. I think overall, you know, just Jordan's probably just a little bit more skilled at this stage.
They both came from remote areas too, Debbie.
yeah. Needless to say, that's definitely a factor. They both came. You know, Kelsey came from, obviously she's a kid from Alaska, and so homesickness was an issue for her a lot, even through her first 2 years, really, and really until her junior year did she really feel more comfortable. And you know, we were real concerned with Jordan and the fact that she would be homesick when she came here. And in fact, so far, she's adjusted extremely well. We have five freshmen on our team, and she's probably the least homesick of any of them. So I think that's a good sign.
Probably because she was away from home most of her high school career anyway. Coach Connie Urie joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as the Nebraska women regular season gets underway this weekend. And, Coach, thanks for the beatdown of UNK Sunday. But anyway, let's take a look at the kids. You had a couple that are just kind of getting back into the routine, like Dominique, that are getting going. What's the status of your team for this opener?
Well, I think we'll have the majority of our players for our opener on Saturday. Now, Dominique Kelly, of course, she's been a 3-year starter for us, and she's been out all fall for us. Just started practicing a week ago in 5-on-5 drills. You know, had worked her way up from 1-on-1, 2-on-2, and so forth, and then went ahead and was given permission a week ago to play 5-on-5. So she practiced all week for us last week and was able to play in our exhibition against UNK on Sunday. You know, she's out of shape more than anything. I mean, she's physically fine in terms of her knee is holding up but she's just out of shape, and you know, you don't sit out 6 weeks and then come right back and think that you're going to be in the same condition as you were when you know, she's missed all of our preseason workouts for the most part, so that's going to take a little time for her to get back. And and then another player that has been out for us all fall is Caitlin Burke, and people don't know much about Caitlin, who, unless they've really followed our program the last few years, but Caitlin started 19 games for us 2 years ago and actually played a lot her first few years for us. And she's somebody that we're counting on to play either in a starting role or maybe our first guard off the bench. So, and she didn't play last year for us at all because of an injury. So she sat out now for quite a while, for what is about 18 months. And so she's just finally getting back, and we're going to need her. And she actually played real well on Sunday, so that was encouraging. But, again, conditioning. You know, it'd be like throwing you guys out there, you know, try running up and down the court when you haven't done it for a long time. You know, you might lose a lung, or, you know, 911 might have to be called or something. So right now, that's kind of where we are with a couple of our kids.
Coach, how big was it having Lindsay step into the role she stepped into with those six seniors around her a year ago, get that under her belt, and now take over as a point guard of this team with a younger group?
Well, Lindsay Moore, of course, started every game for us last year as a freshman and played on a very good team. Now, a year ago, she was our fifth option on offense, and there was a lot of games where she was the one that was left open because they would be doubling Kelsey and Corey Montgomery and paying more attention to other players. So she was the one who would be the beneficiary, particularly later in the season, of open shots. But now she's going to have a tougher matchup, and she's going to be one of our top three options on offense. And so it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge for her, and it's not going to be maybe quite as easy. You're not playing with as much of a veteran team. I thought she played really, really well on Sunday, but she had not played as well for a couple weeks. And I think, again, having Dominique and Caitlin out, we haven't had a lot of flow, frankly. And I think, Lindsay's going to be somebody who's got experience. We're going to need her to play well. We're going to need her to be consistent, even though she's only a sophomore. It's been kind of funny. We're just so young that I'll be saying in practice, you upperclassmen, you need to do this, this, and this. The freshmen don't know what they're doing. And then I look around and I'm thinking, well, who is our upperclassman? I'm considering Lindsay as a sophomore, as an upperclassman now, when frankly, she's still really young. But she is going to have to take a bigger role on for us.
Coach Connie Yorey with us for just another minute here as they get ready for Vermont. A good start. They get to play quite a few games at the Devaney Center this year and then make a nice little trip out to Vegas just before Christmas. Coach, Vermont, Miami, St. Mary's all have been quality teams. You start off there. Talk about your schedule, your non-conference especially.
Yeah, our non-conference schedule is I don't know if I was in an insane moment when, at the time where we did this scheduling, but I'll tell you what, it's a very, very challenging schedule for anybody, but particularly for a young team. Vermont was an NCAA tournament team last year. I mean, we went down to Miami. That's our second game. We went down to Miami last year, and it was tooth and nail to beat them down there, and they got basically everybody back, and they went to the championship game of the NIT, and I really felt like very, very talented team. So that's going to be a great challenge for us. In our second game, we go to Washington State, a much improved team on the road, playing a Pac-10 team, and then we turn around, play UNO, and then we play UNLV, who's also a very good team. And then we go on the road and play Indiana, a Big Ten team, and Creighton's going to be a great challenge for us. They've got a lot of kids back, and they have a good freshman class. And, go on and on, we play. Actually, if you look at our non-conference schedule, we play 9 games against teams that were in the postseason last year. And so that in itself is going to be challenging, and then you throw in the fact that we're so young. So it's going to be, every game, there's not going to be any easy ones, that's for sure.
Connie Yorey joins us for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Connie, we've talked the last couple of years about how good the Big 12 Conference has been. What do you expect out of it this year? And then your thoughts on the move to the Big 10. Where do they fit into the mix as far as national things go with women's basketball?
Well, again, the Big 12, it has been the number one ranked league in the country for women's basketball the last 3 or 4 years. And again, last year, the last 10 years, I think we've led the nation in attendance. So there's, it's always challenging to play every game, whether it be home or road. And that's not going to be any different this year. Even there were some good seniors that graduated from various programs across the league, but, everybody seems to have reloaded. And you've got, again, you're going to have, 5 or 6 teams that are probably top 15 teams. So half your games are going to be played against basically top 15, 20 teams. And then the other half are going to be played against basically top 50 teams. So there aren't any easy ones there. But as we move on to the Big Ten, I have not put a lot of thought into playing in the Big Ten. I just, we've got this season ahead of us that we need to play, and that needs to be our focus right now. But, after the season, I think we're going to, put a lot more thought into it. Now, we have thought about it and how it's going to impact us recruiting-wise, and we are going to, probably move our recruiting a little bit more to the east. We have not, if you look at the makeup of our roster, we have nobody east of the state of Minnesota on our roster right now. And last year we had nobody east of Iowa and Minnesota. So we have really not recruited real hard east of the Mississippi, and we'll start recruiting that area a little harder from, you know, now as we're moving into the Big Ten.
Well, we'll take care of this year first. It all starts with Vermont on Saturday morning at 11:35 at the Devaney. Coach, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck on another great season.
Yeah, let me just put a real quick plug in. We, you know, you guys, anybody's listening who's coming to the football game on Saturday at 6, you might as well just come a little early, come to our game 11:30, and then you can do some tailgating in between games, and then head over to the to watch our football team. So we'd love to have you guys at our game.
I know some folks that probably would tailgate before the women's game, too. Connie, will do. And, again, thanks, as always, for giving us a few minutes on Doug and Daddy.
All right. Again, thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet, Coach. Thanks. Connie Iori joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The men's opener tomorrow, the women's opener Saturday, and, of course, football Saturday as well against Kansas. And if that gets you all tuckered out, then why don't you get a little rest? And you're not getting it done like you want? Bruce Furniture has the Serta Sleeper mattresses ready for you with a $500 guarantee. The one that says if you can find the same Serta mattress for any less anywhere else, what's Bruce Furniture going to do, Daddy?
Well, they're going to pay you.
$500. It's a good price, no add-ons, just a good night's sleep, and it's right for you. Feel happier, feel healthier, feel stronger, feel faster. Feel like the champion that Daddy is with your Serta Sleeper mattress found at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and our friends out at Alliance. Go to brucefurniture.com. Check out a lot more. They're on Facebook as well. Become a Bruce Furniture fan.
You know what Serta Sleeper mattress and Bruce Furniture have in common? They both make dreams come true.
Your fantasy dreams come true with Joe DiMeo. Get your questions in. He's next.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule. A complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
Hey Nebraska fans, Matt Davison here. As you know, Sun Heat is blanketing the Cornhusker State with safe, soft, comfortable heat. But when Sun Heat kicked around the idea of a limited edition Husker fireplace, I knew I had to catch one. Boy, have they outdone themselves this time with the brand new Huskers Infrared Fireplace. You can see it now at sunheat.com. The Husker logo blazes with big red pride, and the first 100 owners receive an autographed poster of my catch in Missouri, along with a certificate of authenticity. So go to sunheat.com to order yours today before they're sold out.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. 4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly skies become cloudy across the area today with a possibility for some showers later today as well. With a high around 53, winds will shift to the east at 5 to 15. We'll then see showers tonight mixing with snow late with a low at 31. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep.
day of glory as he conquered the volleyball challenge last night with 50 in a row. Congratulations, fella.
Well, thanks. But you know what? I got to be honest. On today, it's really not my day. It's Veterans Day. Get out and go to a parade. Do something for a veteran. You know what? That you know, these are the people that sacrifice so much for the things that we get to do every day. It's a day of celebration for them and to thank them for all they've done for this country.
Are you taking care of our little commitment today?
You know what? We were invited, Doug and I, to MC the Veterans Day Parade here in Kearney. And Doug, having a volleyball commitment, could not do that. But I'm going to do that and very honored to do that. So thank you guys for inviting us.
Hey, Merritt, Joe DeMeo standing by. But first, who won the tickets to the garage? They knew that Sterling was the number one seed in the D2 volleyball tournament.
It was Alan from Ansley.
Alan from Ansley. Cool.
Nice.
Congratulations, Alan. Have fun seeing Reverend Horton Heat and all the bands at the garage coming up on Sunday. We have one more set of tickets that we will give away on the show tomorrow. But right now, it is time to get your fantasy football team either fixed or better. And Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us. Joe, good morning. My team needs fixing, and apparently so do quite a few others.
Yeah, there you go. Happy Veterans Day, guys.
Hey, same to you. You know, let's start with this Goodson fellow from Carolina. I mean, I'm serious. I'm in a couple of leagues where there's some guys that don't mind trading. And I thought, okay, I'll see if I can trade away. I've got decent wide receivers. See if I can just pick up a running back that's actually going to play because I'm tired of Marion Barber and D'Angelo Williams is hurt. Mike Goodson was it. I mean, I don't mean just on waiver wires. I got to think there's a lot of fantasy football teams that don't have two running backs that score them points every week.
Yeah, that's accurate. Goodson will be the starter this week. D'Angelo Williams was declared out about 20 minutes ago, so it will be Mike Goodson feature back against a run defense in Tampa Bay that's very, very porous. You know, you can make a case to start Goodson this week, as crazy as that might sound, but if you're really in trouble like you are with D'Angelo Williams out and Marion Barber, you know, underachieving for, you know, a couple of years now, you know, Goodson might be the guy that you turn to for a one-week fix.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, we go to this email that we got about D'Angelo Williams. What about the rest of the year? Is he going to be back in any time?
Yeah, he'll be back week 11, and you know, they're expecting him to be fully healthy then. He's been you know, very, very disappointing, but the reason behind that is the Panthers' quarterback play has been so inconsistent that teams are gearing up to force the Panthers to drop back and throw the football. They've been taking away Jonathan Williams and D'Angelo Williams pretty much regularly, and you know, that combined with the dings that both of those backs have been experiencing, you could find yourself struggling with D'Angelo Williams all season long because of the offense he's playing in.
Let's stay here on the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Jordan says, hey, guys, should I even think about playing Randy Moss if I already have Bolden, Macklin, and Santana Moss in my wide receiver core?
Well, I mean, Bolden is going tonight, and he's kind of a must-play in my eyes going against the Atlanta Falcons at home. Santana Moss, you know, going against Philadelphia, I don't believe is a great play. The Eagles are, you know, reasonably tough. You saw Asante Samuel pretty much take away Pierre Garçon last week. I would certainly go with Moss this week, you know, going against Miami on the road. I would definitely go with Randy Moss over Santana Moss this week.
Brandon says Marshawn Lynch or Matt Forte to start.
Well, Marshawn Lynch has been just dreadful, and he's dinged up a little bit. You know, the Cardinals have been, relatively generous on defense to opposing ball carriers. Forte finds himself this week, you know, going against the Vikings. The Vikings' run defense has been also reasonably, you know, average. So you got to make a call here, and I would just say this week I would probably trust Forte over Marshawn Lynch. No clear-cut advantage, though.
Joe, need two of these, Gore, Hillis, or McCoy at running back?
Gore, McCoy this week. Hillis, here's what I feel is going to happen. I feel like the Jets are going to take away Peyton Hillis, leaving Colt McCoy and a band of wide receivers that don't strike fear into any defensive coordinator's heart. I look for the Jets to take away Hillis this week by stacking and letting Revis and Cromartie just go one on one down the field, which they should be able to handle. So we don't love Hillis this particular week. Go McCoy.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff and Hastings emails us. It looks like Jeff may have to pick up a defense on a bye week. He says, have Joe rank these four defenses for the weekend. Rams, Niners, Seahawks, Vikings.
Vikings, 6. The rest of them, 27th, 28th, 29th.
Yeah, you really have to rank Minnesota the highest in that group. Behind that, maybe I would rank St. Louis or San Francisco. They're kind of equal right there. But Glenn Grimm, Minnesota. If Minnesota's not there, San Francisco's at home. Maybe they're a slightly better play than St. Louis, but I don't like either one of those defenses. If Tampa Bay's out there or Arizona, you use one of those two defenses. Tampa Bay is going against a very weak Panthers offense. Arizona will face a Seattle team that gets Hasselbeck back, but doesn't really do much on offense. So my preference would be Seattle or Tampa Bay, if not Minnesota, if not maybe SF at home.
Joe, I'm back to my same predicament I'm in every week. Favre or Matt Ryan? And Matt Ryan against Baltimore I don't like.
Well, yeah, I think you pretty much have answered your own question. Here's the problem you have, Daddy. Chicago Bears' pass defense has been absolutely extraordinary. They're averaging 6 yards per pass attempt, 5 passing touchdowns on the season over 8 games. They've been very, very stingy and playing at home against Favre and the Vikings. Chicago's going to create a real, real problem. On the other side of the equation, not a heck of a lot going. Matty's got to face a Baltimore Ravens defense that, against the pass, has been, not poor, not great, right in the middle of the pack. They have 14th-ranked pass defense in professional football. There's a real toss-up here, Daddy, but I would probably lean towards Ryan tonight over Favre.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. All right, Joe, I've already done this, so now I just want to see what your recommendation would be, because I was afraid maybe if I waited till the show today, it would be too late. Okay, one league had Tony Romo. Okay, so he's hurt. The backup was Chad Henne. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I did pick up Kitna. So on my roster, Kitna, Henne, Romo. The top available quarterbacks, Josh Freeman, Sean Hill, Sam Bradford, Jay Cutler. I'll stop there. What would you have done?
No David Garrard on that list?
No.
Sean Hill is the best play this week at Buffalo, weather permitting. I'll be checking the weather on Friday.
57 and sunny is what they're saying.
That's fine. Sean Hill's your guy. Buffalo, they're not awful. But here's the split. 17 touchdown passes in 8 games, 1 interception.
That's what I did. Yay! Go ahead, Daddy. What do you got next?
Points only league, Joe. I got to play 3
points
of these
only
four.
Touchdown only.
Harvin Macklin are pretty much locks. I've got Brandon Marshall that's got 1 damn touchdown all year. The guy's killing me because he gets 10 catches and 130 yards every week. Brandon Marshall or Roscoe Parrish, who the Bills started to find?
Parrish is hurt.
Parrish is done for the season, so it's all taken care of for you.
See, that's I'm listening, Joe. I'm watching. I'm paying attention. Let's go to Chris in Kearney.
Thanks, Joe.
He says, is Michael Turner a good play tonight? And because he says if he's not, then I'll play another wide receiver at a flex position.
No, Michael Turner's your guy at flex. No two ways about it. The Baltimore is stout. But listen to this stat. They're allowing over 4.2 yards per carry. Peyton Hillis, another big back, ate him up a couple of weeks ago. I don't think Turner's going to do the same, but I also don't think Turner's going to be a dud either. Look for Turner to give you 70 to 90 total yards and maybe a short plunge.
Man, we've got a whole bunch flowing in here. This is Andy and Kearney. Brett Favre or Josh Freeman this weekend? Which seems weird, but that's the question.
Well, Carolina's very difficult. Favre over Freeman. Carolina's got probably the best pass defense in football.
Wow, amazing.
Looks like Tom Brady might be dinged up. Here's one for you. Brady or Fitzpatrick?
Brady's going against Pittsburgh. That is not a joy. I would go with Fitzpatrick this week against the Lions coming into town.
That is not a joy.
Let's see what else we got here. What do we got rolling in here, Merritt? Who's this one from? Mike. Mike says, I need to start one of the following at flex. Vernon Davis, Michael Crabtree, Miles Austin, Wes Welker. That's a pretty good bench there, Mike. Davis, Crabtree, Austin, Welker needs to start one at flex.
Yeah, well, Welker's out. He just has been awful. And going against the Steelers this week is not going to be a joy. Miles Austin going against the Giants will be heavily marked. Takes it down to Crabtree and Davis going against St. Louis's pass defense. St. Louis has been much improved this season. In fact, they got the fifth best pass defense in football. None of these choices are absolutely outstanding, but go with the big tight end at flex this week over Michael Crabtree.
Joe DeMail from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, we got any more rolling in here late?
I got a call in from Mike and Gibbon. He wants to know Schaub or Flacco?
This week, Schaub going against the most ridiculously porous defense in the history of the NFL. the Jacksonville Jaguars couldn't stop the Little Sisters of the Poor.
They stopped the Cowboys, by God.
There's no opportunity whatsoever. Schaub will throw for 350 and three.
Joe, who is your number? Is he your number one quarterback then for the weekend?
Yeah, him or Garrett on the other side of the ball. Those two guys, Eli Manning, we love this week. We do like Flacco tonight against Atlanta. Just Flacco versus Schaub is a, you got to go with Schaub this week. So there's some quarterbacks with incredibly good matchups. Ben Roethlisberger, if his line can protect him. But number one this week, we would have to say it's Matt Schaub going against Jacksonville. Let me shout out quickly to Dee Dee Welsh and E. Taylor, E.T., both devoted Doug and Daddy listeners who spent some time with us on the internet during the week. They're both big fans of the show, guys, and I want to let them know that we're thinking about it.
Oh, we got, I think, two more, then we'll let you go, Joe. Here's Matt Forte or Steven Jackson?
S. Jacks, he's going to be on a body cast, and he'll probably outplay Forte.
One more, Merritt.
And Lavelle from Kearney, he wanted to know about Randy Moss, not only this week, but in the future.
Oh, he's a great player. Randy Moss motivated his, top five wide receiver material stuff. You can just absolutely plug him in like you would have 2 years ago and just forget about him.
All right. As always, a great segment. Thanks so much, Joe. We'll talk to you next week when we don't have to worry about anybody on a bye.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit easier for all of us. Take good care, guys. Good luck with your team.
Joe DeMail, you can check him out anytime. You can email him anytime. He gets back to you very quickly, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. A couple more for our Ron White contest. You can't fix stupid. What do you want to fix that is stupid in sports? Email the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Next Thursday, we draw out for a pair of front row tickets for the concert Friday, November the 19th. Back after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ding. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ding. And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ding.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit YellowBook360.com today.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed.
Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens, Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Appearing this Friday and Saturday night at the Garage in Kearney is Nedrix. And on Sunday, November 14th, the Garage welcomes back Reverend Horton Heat. This is a three-piece rockabilly or psychobilly band from Dallas, also featuring Split Lip Rayfield and the legendary Shack Shakers. This is an opportunity to see three of the top-name groups traveling this year, all at the Garage. This is an early show, so don't miss the great music this Sunday. Show starts at 7:15, $25 for all three bands at the Garage or pickmytickets.com.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fawner Park.
You deserve a Veterans Day holiday break at Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Watch and wager on Nationwide Thoroughbred Racing, 11:25 a.m. continuous to 10 p.m. Plus live draw keno, satellite sports, and day-long lunch, dinner, and bar specials. Race to the finish line. Grand Island, number one for Veterans Day food and fun.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminded you as you get ready for the winter sports season, they've got everything you need at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Been there for years, open 7 days a week, late night till 8 on Thursday. So, Daddy, how late would they be open tonight?
I'd say 8 o'clock.
That is correct. You are on a roll this week, you volleyball serving machine. Karch Karai, I call you. Misco's of Kearney carries brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. They have everything you need for wrestling, basketball, whether you're playing intramurals, varsity, collegiate, or you just want to watch in style. Check out their men's college hoodies, 25% off. NFL hoodies, 25% off. And, of course, over 40 styles of Husker shirts, ranging from T-shirts and sweatshirts for men, women, and children. Be better equipped for the games you play by seeing the gang at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
They comped those shorts of mine last night, which is nice of them.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get rid of anything that large. Andrew in Kearney, here's another email to your stupid email contest. All of Daddy's doubters have been proven to be stupid. How can so many people have such little respect for such a world-class athlete?
Yeah!
One other thing, Sean Watson's play calling against Texas, still stupid. Keith says, the length of time it takes to start a major horse race. Are we waiting for the jockeys to climb up on the horse? I'm not a huge fan to begin with, but how long do we need to place a bet? They've been talking about the race for the past 2 weeks. Get to the window and put your cabbage down. As exciting as the last race ended up being in the Breeders' Cup, I did not see it because the pre-race was more boring than watching baseball. And, oh, yeah, fix stupid Big 12 football officials, too. Thanks, Keith.
All the emails have been great. They really have. Keep sending them, and we'll draw out a winner. Front row tickets. See Ron White. By the way, Ron White expecting to join us next week.
On the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska volleyball, they win over Kansas State last night. UNK just underway. The beginning of the RMAC Conference Volleyball Tournament. Metro State and Western New Mexico are playing right now. Then Mesa and Colorado Springs at 2:15. Regis and Colorado Mines at 4:45. And tonight, top seed UNK takes on Fort Lewis at 7 o'clock. This always seems to have a bunch of upsets. Best of luck to all the teams as that continues. Hastings College Volleyball takes on unbeaten Northwestern of Iowa in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament tonight. GPAC women's soccer final at Hastings College as they welcome in Dakota Wesleyan. Didn't even have time to get to this. Tom Osborne says that Doc Sadler is safe no matter what happens this year with the Nebraska basketball team. Hey, that's what Jerry Jones said about Wade Phillips, so I guess we'll see. We want to thank all the folks for calling in, emailing. Connie Yori, head women's basketball coach at Nebraska. Joe DeMeo on FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Tomorrow, much more on the volleyball. Pigskin Pick'em, Daddy's Selections, he's red hot. And the Huskers, Drake Baronic, as the men open their season.
Hey, we'll see you about 22 hours, 45 minutes from now. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.